Stories Thought and Sung by Leno Yi, read by Rhea 314. The night before they enter Edo Castle, Doa thinks of Kuichiru. She thinks of sitting at her grandmother's house, around the fire with her cousins, listening to her grandmother singing them stories about great heroes, sacred animals, and the gods living among them. Strange occurrences coming face to face with destiny, for better or for worse. She thinks back to the summer of her 12th year, when the girls started talking about tattoos and becoming adults while playing children's games, hunting small fish with spears made of grass. Some of them giggled and whispered when they thought she couldn't hear, but she had excellent ears. Kuichiru can't get a tattoo. She's not one of us. For that, she threw them in the river. After, she had to apologize. Not because you weren't right, her mother said, but we must always apologize. She did it for her mother's sake, but felt terrible throughout, because she knew they were right, those girls. And Nuiteku was right when he commented on how different she was. She wasn't Utari, and she wasn't Yamato. And even though she loved her parents, she would never belong anywhere in the world. Kuichiru hated that they were right. Doa thinks of these things in the dark of Rin's bedroom. She thinks that sometimes the place you belong isn't a place but a person. Before she thought that was more reliable, safer. Right now, with Hisaku gone, swallowed up by a hole in the earth that spits corpses back out, she's not so sure. Her safety isn't even the issue, but she can't help thinking of it, here in the dark. Maybe it's the cursed house. She should work on the window some more. Rin's breathing is even, and Doa doesn't know if she is sleeping. She speaks to her regardless. Rin, sing something to me. A story. Rin makes sleepy, annoyed noises. Sing you? What? Something. Rin sings her a song about a woman who wanted to jump off a bridge. It's stupid, Doa says, and then they are both silent. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this story's post. Thanks for listening.